Okay. We let them complete the thing, then we can start the puja. After that, let her check. Make sure the email correct. Oh, you need the phone number on it. 你需要他的 phone number 吧，老师啊，对 ，OK， 你放进去看，Then I try to send over the Tuesday class. She whether she receive or not. She need to activate. Register 了吗？哦，你看得到 join 的是吗？再看有吗？那喏，笔记呢？现在 register 啊，你有啊？啊，拿来看，你拿来看啊。I cannot use mine because I have on the recording.Waiting to play on it. How le ma? Oh, okay. Pengching, we do the puja first, then after we check. Okay, compose your mind. Develop the faith, sadha, then the virya, then pay respect mindfully. Then we will start the puja. So now you face this Buddha Rupang. This one is very, very strong. Okay. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassaBuddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami.Diampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panati Pata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Adina Dana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Kamesu Mijachara Viramani Sikha Padang SamadhyamiMusawada Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu.Okay, pay respect mindfully to Sakyamuni Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. just relax yourself, huh? Then maintain some form of attention. We will have our meditation first, huh? So everybody is here before, huh? You just relax body and mind, then you can start your meditation, huh? For those who still need to do the mind sweeping method, yeah, to train your mind in sati or anapanasati, you can continue with that. For those who already develop the ability to be silent, then you can meditate straight away. Yeah? Then you need to train in anapanasati to stabilize your sati or mindfulness. You can also continue with that training. Yeah? Then if you want to continue to radiate metta first, so that your mind state is more wholesome, you can also do that. Eh? It's up to you. You just relax. Eh? Those who want to lie down also can. Eh? It's up to you. Yeah. So just silence your mind. Yeah? Relax every part, body and mind. And remember the four support. Eh? First support for good meditation is relax. Constantly relax into every mind state that arises. Initially, it's body and mind completely relaxed. You free your mind completely from all of the entanglement that you are having or all the mental activity that you are holding on to. A mind that is truly relaxed is very peaceful, stress-free. So you learn to relax every part within your body and mind. Silent, just silent. Maintain the silent mind. Allow the mind to be. If thought arise, just let it be. No need to try to suppress it or control it or do anything with it. Just allow it to be. As you allow without resistance, that thought will slowly, slowly slow down. The proliferation of thought, which is a habitual tendency, will slowly, slowly slow down. Then finally, it will end, it will cease to be. So you need to be patient, let things be. Then if you want to do the mind sweeping method, you just make sure your body and mind relax, backbone straight. Then maintain attention at your forehead and feel. Don't think, just feel. Relax every part. Wherever you can detect or feel any tension, any stress, or any what they call tightness within, you just silently relax, relax, and relax every muscle within your forehead. Then you move your attention down to your eye muscle, do the same. Then similarly, your facial muscle, relax every part, silent. Then use metta to bring about the inner well-being. As you do the mind sweeping method, your mind will become more calm, more peaceful. It will develop inner peace, inner calmness. Then you have to use metta, radiate loving kindness, to bring about inner well-being within your body and mind. You can visualize yourself radiating a radiant smile towards yourself. When you can smile, there is joy. You will relax naturally. Then after that, you radiate metta by reciting, may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. As you recite body and mind, you must feel your body and mind without thought. Then, well and happy, you must feel the well-being within your body and mind. The happiness, the joy within your body and mind. Then your entire body, all the cells within, they will feel the well-being within. The well-being and the happiness within your entire being. So every cells within your physical body. Then you read it a few more times. May I, this body and mind of mine be well and happy, well and happy, free from all suffering, free from all physical and mental suffering, made to be free from all harm and danger. May its mind state still be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love and may there be joy, may there be peace deep within our hearts. Yeah. Then you can repeat this metta to all your loved ones, followed by all beings within this vicinity, known and unseen and unseen. Then all our Kayanamitas, Dharma friends. Then all beings within the whole of PJ, Petaling Jaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Asia, Southeast Asia, Asia, planet, Mother Earth. Then our solar system. Then our galaxy. Then our entire universe. Wishing them the same. May they all to be well and happy, well and happy. Free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. Free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. So by now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you silent everything. Just silent and feel. Then you can continue with the mind sweeping method. From your facial muscle, you feel relaxed. Then you sweep it to your neck, your shoulder, hand back to shoulder, feel and relax. Then you sweep it down to your heart, your chest area. You do the same, relax every part. If you already know how to meditate, if your silent mind is already very silent, then you just feel your heart area. Silent everything and just feel. You can detect any heartbeat or any vibration within. You just stay there, allow it to be. Continue to remember the first support, relax into everything. Relax and don't try to know, just relax and silence your mind. The second support is aware, that is to silence your mind. Don't try to know anything, don't try to do anything, just relax and silence. Allow the nature to be. Then peace will dawn upon you, then your awareness, your sati will detect your heartbeat, detect your vibration. Initially it's like very cross, then as you continue to relax, it will slow down. It will become more and more refined, more and more refined, until very, very subtle, until very still. Then you will understand what the silent mind is. Then when it transforms into what they call piti, sukha, and pasati, you will know. Your mind first will become very calm, very peaceful, very quiet, and very blissful. Then there will be a lot of joy, a lot of spiritual joy, spiritual bliss and rapture within. Then you continue to relax until it becomes very, very blissful. That is sukha. Then when the bliss comes, you continue to relax and maintain awareness. Until everything becomes very subtle, very peaceful, very quiet. Then you will start to understand many things. Then with the silent mind, you just aware. You will understand how your mind functions, how your sense bases function, how upon contact what happens, how your mind stir and react. You will understand how it rushes out and grabs onto external phenomena. How external sense data upon contact stir your mind. All this you will come to understand. Then you will know how to investigate accordingly later on when you come out of meditation. When you reflect, contemplate using the second turning, your understanding and your wisdom was stabilized. This is how you develop your meditation. Continue to relax, aware, and just silent. Then let the silent mind develop the understanding on its own. Okay, I will let you all continue your meditation. Those who need to train in Anapanasati, you do it on your own. Okay, I will ring the bell in about 10 to 15 minutes time. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Okay, tonight, like I mentioned just now, last Saturday, actually, a group of Kayana meters, about 41 of us, went on a visit to Sumeru. Some of us, it's our second visit, but most of them is their first time. Then when we were there, we met quite a number from Klang group too. So when we were at the stupa, there were a total 45 of us, plus the cameraman is 46 or 47. So we had a group photo taken there. Then next to the stupa is Maitreya Buddha Rupang. Then the place, like I mentioned, is a very unique place. The environment, the setting, very beautiful. A lot of stillness, energy. You go there, you just silent your mind, you feel very calm and very still, very fast. Those who know how to silent their mind. And for those who know how to meditate, you can settle down very easily. Well, that place was specially built for meditation. So like I mentioned, that day was a very auspicious day, very special day for us Kayanamitas, because we were actually offered one Buddha Rupang, solid marble Buddha Rupang. That one was offered during our first visit, but we decided to receive it only on the second visit, which is 20th September 2014. Then that day, a lot of things happened actually, very, very auspicious and very wholesome. Many things happened, but most living beings may not know. Only those who have the faith, who has the affinity and the understanding, they can have certain understanding of it. For those who can feel and understand, there's a lot of joy on that day. A lot of things is like meant to be. Many things were arranged for us without us actually really, really knowing what has been arranged. Then everything just fall into place, like I mentioned just now. The Kayanamita just know what to bring. Then some of them seek permission earlier on whether they can do the chanting of the Heart Sutta, the Tapecho in Sanskrit, when they were there at the Kuan Yin Pond, where we supposed to have our meditation and recitation. I say, yes, you can. And you can bring along. Then it all tie in with our trip to Anandagiri. At Anandagiri, the same thing is going to happen. We are going to do the installation of Kuan Yin and consecration of Maitreya Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and Sakyamuni Buddha. So, like I mentioned earlier on. This is still the era of Sakyamuni Buddha. Sakyamuni Buddha Sasana is still there. But now, this civilization is very special, because this is the era of Kuan Yin and Maitreya Buddha. Their nature are very, very strong and very powerful, and they are supporting the Sasana of Maitreya. So you will start to see more and more of their nature coming into existence. When we are at Sumeru, we saw, like Vera Lim said, later you can listen from the talk. Actually, Theravada tradition, they are not supposed to have Kuan Yin. Then somehow condition manifests, and according to Vera Lim earlier on, Kuan Yin wants to be there. So they were given instruction to build. Then with the Heart Sutta, nicely engraved in Mandarin next to the pond. And that pond was a very beautiful pond. The water is so clear, so fresh. The fishes are so alive, so clear, so beautiful. And that day, the weather was so good. Everything was so conducive. Then when we were there, they even opened up the private meditation area, or his private shrine and come meditation area. Actually, Brother Lim's private area. And somehow the condition were there, he just opened it up and allowed us to go in. Then I seek his permission to do a puja, because when I was there, somehow it tell me we must have a puja there and meditate. That's what happened. Then when I seek permission, he said, no problem. He said, you just go ahead and do what you want to do. It's meant for you. So there were a lot of joy too. Then during that puja, that Dhamma sharing and meditation, many things happened. So I will let you listen to the recording of what transpired there, so that you can have an understanding of it. I hope it come out fine, because I use my handphone. Okay, you try to listen. Oh, sorry. Okay, start again. Okay, now start.
The other two later when, if the Buddha Rupang is being offered and delivered to Brother Suyan Thong, we will have a very simple puja there to officially accept the offering and receive the Buddha Rupang. Then, like I explained earlier on, this Buddha Rupang come because of special condition. That place I already knew because I've been sharing and teaching at Suyan's place for the past 5 years. And that place is already very beautiful. The only thing it lack is a solid Buddha Rupang, either make of marble or granite or jade or whatever, that can retain that type of wisdom energy that we have there. The vibration and all things. So the condition came when we were here on the first visit, I think about a month ago, I'm not very sure. So when it happened, there was a lot of joy all over, and we sense it. So that's why Brother Lim offered the Buddha Rupang. And I said the best place is to have it at Suyan's house. So I contacted Suyan before, seek their consent. Then we agree to accept, and we thank really for the very, very kind and sincere offer. So that was the history behind. So today, what I would like to share with you is, when you have such great condition, we should appreciate and we should rejoice. And you are not here by chance. You are here because there are conditions for you to be here. You can look at order. You can look at all this place. For those who know how to feel energy and you know how to silence your mind, you will know this place is very different. The stillness energy, the silence, is very strong. Just now, outside there, Brother Song already told me, he said, Brother, it's a bit not the same. The energy is very strong. Those who can silence their mind, they will feel. And later on, as we tour the place, there are many, many places. They even have the Kuan Yin pool with the Sing Jing Heart Sutta. That's why all this is not a coincidence. We are going to Anandagiri soon, next month. And there we will do the consecration of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Maitreya, and Sakyamuni Buddha. Then here we have the condition to see this very, very unique way place. Where you have this Kuan Yin Bodhisattva manifesting in the form of a very beautiful Rupang plus the Heart Sutta. And according to Brother Lim during our first visit, do you know what the tradition is? Not the belief in Kuan Yin and Asana. But he said Kuan Yin wants to be here. That's why Kuan Yin is here. And he was given instruction to do it up and all those things. And we also have a few very unique feature. The stupa is the most center, strategic and beautiful place of this place. Then next to the stupa is Maitreya Buddha. So like I share with you in the Thursday class, Tuesday class and Sunday class, this is the era of Sakyamuni. The sasana is still there. And just now as we travel here, Michael Lu was asking me, he said, he heard, we are very lucky because he said, for 5,000 years the sasana will be there in the sana. And we are still within the sasana. And he was told, these are the best conditions for enlightenment. We can be enlightened during the sasana very easily. If you have the faith, the sincerity, and you diligently cultivate. I said yes. But there was one thing that I told him. I said, Because the Buddha, later on, he admitted the Bhikkhuni order, you remember? It was because the stepmother, the mother sister that cared for him, the group of ladies who wants to become Bhikkhuni, they went and appealed to him. So finally, Sakyamuni agreed. So according to the sutta, Sakyamuni at first was reluctant because, not to say he prejudiced against lady Anasana. Anybody know why he initially hesitated? Anybody? Something like that. But actually, what he foresee was the sasana will be shortened by 500 years. Understand? The sasana will be shortened by 500 years. Instead of 5,000, it will be left with 4,005. But he made the decision because the condition that time was appropriate. Because sometimes sasana too long also no use. Understand? People take for granted. This is still got time, another 500 years to go. And now 2,600 years already. If you think 5,000, you think got 2,400, still a long time. Then you hope, you make aspiration to be keep on born as human being and Buddhist, come back to the sansana. I tell you, it's not for you to decide, unless your nature is very different. Your nature is very different, you don't need to make that type of aspiration. So if you don't have that nature, means you better make full use of whatever condition that has arisen. So this is the part that I want to share. Means appreciate your good blessings, your good karma, your good wholesomeness that had brought about the condition for you to be here, to receive all these things and to have the opportunity and condition to understand the Dhamma. So you only need to follow the advice of the Buddha, strive on with heedfulness and make full use of it so that you won't regret. Otherwise, if you miss this window, like I always said, it's going to be a very, very long, long time before you have another chance or another window of the nature. Then for today, we should make use of our time while we are here during this visit to gather more and more wholesomeness. So this pre-puja and dhamma sharing and later on some meditation and post-puja sharing is already very wholesome. There is a lot of rejoicing going on. Actually, they waited for this. You look at some of the photo at the back. You saw that. What do you see? Sujata offered mock rice to the Bodhisattva before he became enlightened. After he became enlightened, he delivered the first sermon, Dhammacakka Pavattana Sutta, to the five ascetics. Saw that. Then you see that one lying down. But the song, you better look. That's why I say that is the best posture to meditate. And now you understand. That's why after what happened to him recently, he come and tell me, "Bhatio, I found the sitting posture not so good. Now I like to lie down like that." That is the real meditation. This is the most natural, relaxed posture. Everything will move. But the Buddha don't want to teach because you will sleep and snore. That's why it's not for people who are still not trained. It's only when you are trained you can do that lying down meditation, sleeping meditation. That's why people don't understand. They say, "Brother, you encourage sleeping meditation." So when people cannot understand, they will say that. But you look at the Satipatthana Sutta, Kaya Nupasana. After Anapanasati, what do? You cultivate one. Mindfulness of the four postures, these are your meditative posture. Then why you think lying down, sleeping meditation is not a meditation? It is a meditation, but it's not taught because very few people can do it. When I was in Wat Pananachat a few years back, I remember Sri Panyo, remember? Ananda Krishna's son. He was a very good monk. We had the privilege and condition to be there, and he took us around. And he was so kind, he talked to us, spent a lot of time with us. They invited us to the sala and do the meditation. So that time I was with quite a big group of Kailamita at that time. Then somebody asked him, Achan, can we do lying down meditation? He laughed, he smiled, he said, can do it in your quarters, he said. Because you do it in Salah, people don't understand. Then he added in this word, you can do this, you must be very advanced. So people who know, they understand. So we should all rejoice with all the conditions that we have and make use of it. We say sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then for those who are observant, as you come in, you saw some statue. What is the most prominent one? What is the most prominent one? You all didn't see the Kuan Yin at the side there. Very beautiful. I rejoice. You see, just now I mentioned, this is the sasana of Sakyamuni Sasana. But this is the era of Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and Maitreya Buddha. They are the one, the two great beings that support the sasana now. Very powerful. You can see them coming up. That's why Anandagiri, you will see them here. You will see them. You will see more and more of the center having these two great beings coming up. That this is their era. And they have a great impact on me too, this time. In 1986, I used to tell some of the Kailamita who knows, I received a message from Kuan Yin. Then I moved. According to that message and advice, I moved. Then after that, many things happened. The next 3 years was very, very beautiful and fantastic. Then after that, another 3 years. And then after that, I got no more teacher, no more guide until today. Then the year 2008, very strange. All of a sudden, my trail came with an appeal to me to do something. And I was full of gratitude and joy. I say, you are the Sama Sambada. You don't have to request. You just have to instruct. I will do. That's why all this happened. Otherwise, I won't go to Subang. I tell you. It's because of my child. You all should thank him. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. If he don't make that request, I was stuck on to what I do. And because of that request, many things happen after that. So, for today, again, make full use of your condition. So, this short sharing is to give you faith. Remember, cultivation is about spiritual faculty to develop the wisdom. Spiritual faculty will make you heedful, understand? Overcome the hindrance of mind. So meditation is not about fighting or controlling and suppressing the hindrance of mind. Meditation is about understanding what is required. The Buddha always said, without the spiritual faculty, your mind is very weak. The hindrance are very powerful. So you just cultivate the spiritual faculty through your puja, your daily religious routine, your daily mindfulness. Reflect, contemplate, and develop the very strong sadhā-virya. Then, pay respect mindfully and meditate diligently to stabilize your sati, so that samadhi will arise. With sati and samadhi, your mind is heedful and aware. You can see things as they are. You can awaken to the truth and the reality. Then wisdom will arise, the last spiritual faculty. And with that, the factors of enlightenment will be there. Then the hindrance will cease. Then you will be heedful throughout the day. Then your daily mindfulness will not be a problem. That's why meditation will be very simple. If you know, the only thing you need to do is to diligently cultivate the spiritual faculty, sadha virya, leading the sati, samadhi, and panya. Then after that, like the Buddha said, the moment you have the spiritual faculty, you become heedful. The heedful never die. You are destined for enlightenment. Okay, so with this sharing, we will have about 10 to 15 minutes of meditation, silent meditation. So now I will off the mic, then you can have your meditation. I didn't bring the bell, so what I do is I will on this. I will. Oh, see, Mifong, thank you so much. She has brought something. So. Oh, good. We got this bell too. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Oh, everything fall into place. I wanted to bring the bell, then I said, I cannot be carrying the bell. Sadhu, sadhu. I know how to use. Oh, Ningzhen Sifu, I know. You can tap, tap, tap. Wow, sadhu. Afterwards, we will do the Heart Sutta chanting at the Kuan Yin Pond there, with the Sing Ching. So, very good. So, today, this is more than fulfilled. Everything is in place. Kayamita know what to do. Actually, I didn't plan anything. I didn't do anything. I didn't even know about this place. Because last time, first visit, we didn't come here. And just now, when we came in, because we were the first group, I told Michael, we park here because space a lot. Then I saw you all turning. Then we said, they will come back. That's why you all came back. Then when we came in, because Michael and the wife, they brought something to offer Buddha, to the Buddha. So, really, very happily brought this table in. Then only I knew there is an altar inside here. Then I saw the image, I saw Kuan Yin. Then I was attracted, drawn. So I came in. Then when I saw, I knew this is the condition meant to be. We will have to have all this. So now you meditate for 15 minutes. Okay, silence your mind. Then I will ring the bell.
Okay. This is the first part. So we finish. The rest you go back and listen on your own. Oh, now the whole thing is jammed. Oh, I have to swap this guy. Okay. So you want to listen to part 2, part 3, you go to a recording. The Tuesday class through already. I will forward. Then you can listen. Begin. This will give you a lot of faith. Then the other one, I don't know whether you want to listen or not. The installation of Sakyamuni Buddha Rupang. That one also very beautiful. But that one is quite long. We see how it goes. Maybe we discuss this first. After what you have heard. If you have been there, it will be a lot more beautiful. You heard the bird chipping or not? So loud. Then when you are there, it's so different. Those who were there that day, there was so much joy, and they don't believe what they actually saw and experienced. And many of them were like, they felt they were so blessed, especially those who continued to Suyang's place after they heard that installation. Then you can go and listen to the Kuan Yin Pu chanting. Also, that day very beautiful. I also describe about it at the installation there, what happened. The energy was so strong as the chanting was carried out. Because when they built that place, in Theravada, they don't have a real official, a proper official ceremony to actually receive all this. So what they wanted was that type of chanting. So after we chant that day, you go and listen to the installation I explained there. A lot of things happened. That half an hour was so beautiful. Up there, a lot of things happened. Then those who can feel, they also know. Then one or two sisters also, they connect and they knew what happened. But more important is, all this night meant to be. The weather was so conducive, everything was so conducive. Then when it just manifests like that, there was so much joy. That's why you cannot understand spiritual thing until you have really, really cultivate. Until you really have that silent mind to feel, to understand. Then you will understand how come things can be like that. Then when you are part of all this happening, then you will start to understand what I used to tell you all. A lot of things is like fairy tale. But what you experience is even more fantastic than fairy tale. Then also like what I mentioned in the installation ceremony, it's not about psychic or what, or special happening or what. No, these are conditions that arise for you to develop the faith, understand? The saddha, the virya, and the sati, so that you walk the path of Dhamma easily, so that this thing can manifest in real life for you to see. That's why when conditions fall into place, many things just happen. Just like what I mentioned last year, when Nature knew this year, very, very special and auspicious. It came and my nature knew the Dhamma will flourish for the Kayanamitta this year. And not only it flourished, you remember after the new year, Cameron Highland Retreat was the first. Many started to connect, then the faith started to grow, then many things happened. Then last few weeks, it starts to move again. A lot of them starts to experience very, very, what they call, wholesome state of mind and special condition to connect. Then they progress so fast. They connect so fast. You can listen from some of the talks. Some of them, they wrote to me. They didn't say anything. Then I share them during the Thursday class. Then there is one more here. Maybe I should share this one. This one is good. I won't tell you who. This one is also very good. I just received it yesterday, I think. It's related to this, what they call Sumeru visit. You listen, You see, before we went, she wrote to me. Ratio is a Sukiho too. Can we chant the great compassionate mantra at the Kuan Yin Pond or Rupang tomorrow? Miss, that Friday she texts me. The next morning is a visit. Then he said a few sisters, including herself, would like to try to chant there. Then they will bring along their wooden fish and the Yin Jing, you know, the Mu Yi, Mu Yi, the tok 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 and the ding ding ding, the long bell. So they brought along. That's why I didn't bring the bell, but they have. Then Mi Feng brought along that bowl with the kong tong, the vibration very nice. They're very cute one. So everything just came. Then after that, she said, "Dear Brother Sukihotu, thank you so much for giving me the best gift I can ever have in my life," he said, "the Dhamma. I had some good experiences before and after the installation of the Buddha Rupang yesterday," he said. He said, "On Saturday morning, 20th night, before we went for the trip, he said, I was full of joy when I opened my eye. I felt tingling sensation throughout my body like thousands of ants crawling all over. This is an auspicious day. This thought keep on arising in the heart. When we were meditating at Brother Lim's place, the shrine or the altar there, I can hear the birds chirping. I felt I'm inside, one with the surrounding, calm and peaceful, and the Kayanamita sitting there meditating." Then I reply, I say, "Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, before I forget, can you also help prepare the chanting book? Because now we are going to have puja for Thursday class to make offering." That was the undertaking given to Sumeru for that offering. So we are going to do that. Then I remember she last night at the house Dana, she showed me a chanting book. Then she said, "Brother, can we use this for future?" I said, "Can we modify a bit?" So that chanting book is coming out. Then after that, she continued. "No, is it the whole of yesterday? I was aware that I felt light and peaceful. This morning, is it, while she was in the school, invigilating the final exam on the first floor. After settling down, the class was quiet. I tried to do Anapanasati, but when I looked at the door, my mind was moving like in slow motion with a teacher's hand who is giving instruction to a group of physical education students at the assembly ground on the ground floor. I can't hear what he said, but my mind just followed his hand, pointing here and there, giving instruction." After that, the word externally just floated up in her mind. This was what happened to me this morning, you see. I don't know what question to ask. I was quite excited. Could it be sati? Could you please, out of compassion, explain to me? What do you think? What do you think happened to her? What do you all think? That's just simple. But you have to go through that cultivation. Well, she was very diligent. Her religious routine, her faith, very strong. And for the last, 6 to 9 months, very diligent. After Cameron Highland, the faith very strong. And because of that, she transformed and she can do this. And this is the real cultivation, the real sati. Then you will become like her. This will happen. In a way, not the direct seeing to awaken, is the stable sati. The mind has entered sati. Otherwise, you cannot see like that one. Like I told you, you can follow what is going on. Like the man Chao Kwe Teow, remember? Like my mind is inside him. Follow every movement that he do. Then like one with everything. But this one is specific phenomenal awareness. The awareness and the phenomenal movement is one. Then everything like slow motion. Like everything is, your awareness can be with it. Then no matter how fast, it can be with it. Then the other one is general spacious awareness, just aware. So sati, when developed, it will be learned. Understand? Then I read to you what I replied to her, then you will understand. I said, Mahasadhu, yes, that is sati. And if you continue to silence your mind, listen to this, to see this way, your daily mindfulness will stabilize very, very fast. When you are silent, your awareness, the silent mind, and the external phenomena, like your teacher's hand movement, they will move as one. This is what I mean by specific phenomena awareness. So, because of that, those who really cultivate, things will happen, and you will transform, and you will know. That's why she very excited. She knew something different happened already. Understand? And this sati is very different. No thought. He's just aware. He, inside the nature, will know that they are giving instruction. But it's the mind and the physical teacher, physical exercise teacher's movement as one. And she didn't know what this is also. That's why she used her own word and described in her own way. But people who has done it, they will know how to describe it. And there is a lot of joy inside them. And they are so excited about what happened because they know this is different from normal. Then they start to understand many things on their own. And they change so much. Even a few months back, she already said, the husband got a shock of her life, of his life. He said, wow, the white chain are doing so good. Then that day, that night, they came and treat me to a dinner with my wife. So we went. And in the dinner, you know what the husband said? He said, yeah, my wife really changed for the better. I said, wow, now I less headache, I less stressful. I said, I'm very happy now. The husband said it in front of me, in front of the wife. She really changes. Because the husband was so happy, you know. Last time, the wife very stubborn. What they call, in Hokkien, how many of you know Hokkien? Very ticky. You know what is ticky? In English, how you say? Hai kuchap my Cantonese. No, worse than kuchap. Worse than kuchap. And very easily get angry. Hot temper. That's why I say you don't make a woman angry. So, I mean, maybe that is the character of a teacher. Teacher saying a loud student or a school student. Anything wrong. So that was a habitual tendency, I think, very likely. So all your unhappiness, your stress, all carry back to the house. Then go back home. Maybe husband someone don't appreciate what she do. Sure, erupt. Especially as a housewife, you got a career in the school, and sometimes a lot of problem there. The student, the headmaster, the parents, and all the same. Then come back, someone got to cook and got to take care of so many things and provide. And nobody really, really say a word of appreciation of what you do, how you feel. Most ladies cannot take it on us. So that's why, after she understood the Dhamma, she not only changed, she became so sensitive. And she can understand so many things. So now she also very surprised. Earlier on, many incidents. Is it normal time? She would have reacted and got very angry and emotional and violent over what happened. So that time was a very serious crisis. The HM came and scolded her. We were assembling. Then the parent came and complained. Then the student was held back because, not assembling. Sorry. One of the paper, she said, don't know what happened. All the paper were the correct one, but there was one student who got a last year's paper. Only one student. So that student was retained to sit for the exam after school. Then the HM got very angry. He said, how can you do this? What happened if the parent come and complain and bring us to whatever? He said, very surprised. When the HM came and reprimand her and scolded her, she just looked at the HM and just silent inside, didn't react. And she also doesn't know why she couldn't react anymore. She had this clarity, like I always said, whatever happened, don't react, etc. Accept the reality first, then reflect, contemplate, and do what you have to do on this earth. And she told the HM, no, I think now more important is to resolve the issue. The HM was very surprised. Then the HM also like toned down. Then he said, okay, you go and do it. He said, never mind, I will get the student to receive for this paper. Then I will call the parent and arrange everything. So when he called the parent, he spoke using right speech very gently and very pleasantly to the parent and apologized first. Then you know what happened. The parent just asked one question and he said, but I cannot fetch my kid back, you know, because the time all upset. You know. He said, don't worry, I will fetch him back. Then he said, what about his lunch? I will buy him lunch. the parent was very happy. You know. So he said, everything was resolved amicably. Then she also felt so strange. How come this time she can just act like that? He said, what has changed? She changed without her knowing. That's why the husband saw the big change. The husband said, now I'm so happy. He said, so much less stressful. Last time, wow, a lot of stress. So this is how Dhamma can actually transform a person's character, personality, and can completely change them for the better. That's why when you understand the Dhamma, you become like very different, and you are a blessing to many. So this is one of the very good sharing. And many Kanyanamita, I realize, they really change. And all of them almost knew they have changed somehow or other. Some maybe a little bit, some more, and some very drastic. They change until they themselves don't know. But when they confront something, they realize they are very different. Really. So that is the real cultivation, the real Dhamma. Whereas the other one, they cultivate, they think they experience fantastic meditation, they think they already enlightened or something near that. Then you know what happens? When they confront life, they still the same old self. They still meet up with problems, they still have emotion, they still have fear, they still have anger, they are still insecure, they don't know how to act. That type of cultivation, you need to check. That is not the Buddha Dhamma that the Buddha teach. If you meditate, then you become worse. You have to check. Then the other one is try to act on. Try to like, don't want to get angry, don't want to become emotional, but all this suppressed, bottled up. Then when the time comes, again, come out the whole thing. Then they realize they have not changed. Then they cry, and they become miserable because they themselves knew they cannot lie to themselves, and they tried so hard, so diligent, and yet they realize they are not progressing. This one maybe Song can share with you. Song was trapped in those states for 40 years, and when he came to know the real thing, He was so full of joy. Last time he just couldn't understand how come he's so child, cannot make progress, cannot do all the things. Then he heard Polite keep on experiencing new things and all things. How come people can connect so far? Then I told him there could be some coming obstruction or what. You have to ask for forgiveness. Then later on when she went to Ajahn Ananda, then that Heart Sutta, the Sanskrit version, connect. That's why the Sumeru one also, the Sanskrit version, very powerful, the what they call Tapito. They like to listen to that one. Oh, that one very powerful. You know what is the Tapito or not? The 84 name of Kuan Yin's special manifestation. All the manifestation that she came to help living being before. All the 84 of them. That's why it's the great compassionate mantra. Very powerful, that one. It invokes all the 84 special manifestation that came. It's just like Sakyamuni Buddha become the Sammasambuddha. And that is one of his manifestation. But this one choose to become Bodhisattva for very long. So he got 84 of this great manifestation. Then they compile all this great name of the manifestation into great compassionate mantra. That's why it's called the great compassionate mantra. The mantra of great compassion, because each and every manifestation that came is so full of compassion, and they help and liberate so many, many living beings. So that's why I combine all the 84. It's fantastic. How much time we have? Oh, less than half an hour. Okay, now you want to report your meditation or what? Maybe next Tuesday we, after you go and listen, the installation of the Buddha Rupang. That one very interesting. You go and listen. I tell you, a lot of people will be moved into tears when you hear that. It is a very auspicious occasion that day. Really, that day, that whole day. And it's meant to be. That's why I told them, remember that day, 20th September 2014. That is the beginning of the official installation of what they call enshrinement of Sakyamuni Buddha's Rupang. Because this Buddha Rupang wants to come, understand? Meant to be, understand? And it was offered and it was enshrined and installed at the place it's supposed to be. And after that, I tell you, a lot more things will happen. If you have faith, if you have sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya, then you are very sincere, you are diligent, you will move very, very fast, I tell you. And you don't have to be there. You can connect from anywhere, in your house or any part of the world. You just have faith, pay respect. Then have faith in Kuan Yin. You listen to that, you will know. Because I also mentioned when we were at the Kuan Yin Pond, we share merit, transfer merit with the devas 3 times because of the condition. Then also because I explained why I always thank, have a lot of gratitude and thank Kuan Yin Bodhisattva for all that she has done for this nature of mine. I always say, thank her for all the blessing. Some what? Blessing and what? Protection and guidance. Actually, she has been doing that for my nature for so many lives. That's why that gratitude, that respect, that understanding is so strong. That's why since the day I was born, no need to tell me when my mother go take me to all the Chinese temple, the deity, oh, I cannot pay respect. But when I saw Kuan Yin, I straight away go down on my knee. And there is so much strong feeling and joy inside, and the tears. Then this night, as I grew up too, I got a lot of encounter. At the age of 8, I think, Kuan Yin came and saved my life. I almost drowned. I didn't know until at the age of 35. Until when I understood everything, then one day, I was having a lot of gratitude and I was paying respect to Kuan Yin in my house altar. This one, the one in porcelain. Then I was actually having a lot of gratitude, a lot of respect. Then I was gazing at that image. Then all of a sudden, that image of what happened at the swimming, and not swimming pool, at the Kedah River. And I was at the age of 8. Because that time I knew something helped me. I didn't know what it was. The ball just floated back to me and I just grabbed onto it. I almost drowned. If that ball has not come back to me, it was against the current. But somehow that ball just came to me. And I just held onto it. Otherwise I drowned already. I died already. Then I straight away stopped swimming. Then I came out. And I just left it. I didn't know what happened, but I knew something helped me. Then at the age of 35, 1989, when I understood all this, then when I was paying respect, having all this gratitude, suddenly that vision came back. Then I knew all the tears just flow, and I thank Kuan Yin for the protection. Otherwise, you have died. And how can 35 minus 8 is how long? 27 years ago type of thing. How can suddenly come out like that? So vivid, so clear. From the image come back. Clearly show it to me. Then like that, Kuan Yin smile. Then straight away I knew. Then there was a lot of gratitude. A lot of what they call deep gratitude. Then a lot of this, what they call respect. And really want to thank her for everything that she has done for this nature. And all the while protected, very well protected. And many incidents actually later on, you will come to know, like you were really blessed. Many things are supposed to happen but never happened. And sometimes the mists are like very fantastic. Then the weather, like you all travel with me, you know. The weather all the time very beautiful, very kind, and like a lot of things helping. So if you cultivate sincerely, like the Buddha said, cause and effect, you know. You take care mind take care you, understand? Nothing protect except your virtue. That's why you must have virtue, you must have wisdom, you must have all the what they call cultivation. So all this brings about great condition for good things to arise. Everything is about cause and effect, condition arising, cause of phenomena. And the most powerful is law of karma. So train your mind, be heedful, take care of mind to take care of karma. Then karma will take care of your life. Understand? Because the Buddha say every day you must contemplate. You are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. If karma plays such a great role in your life, what must you do? You must diligently train your mind to be heedful, to take care of karma. Otherwise, it is not easy. That's why I sent up the WhatsApp on Master Chen Hua, the teaching on cause and effect. You remember? Yeah, remember that? Yeah, cause and effect one. I sent the Tuesday class also. You all didn't read. Master Chen Hua, God, the Mandarin and English one. Yun Chan sent to me one. Remember, Yun Chan? Now only all, She sent to me, then I forward to you. 不是小和尚. No. Orchid one is another one. That one is another one. That one is about the Dhamma. How to see things as they are and develop wisdom. He said, the orchid actually, that Omang, he was actually very, sincere and diligent in looking after that orchid plant. Then the small monk saw, he said, wow, this one is like the teacher's pet, no? He looked after it every day, water, and means full of faith and what they call concern for that plant. Means he has a lot of love and he really care for this orchid. That's why he is very diligent. Then one day the old monk had to go somewhere and instruct the young monk. He said, "You must look after this for me, because this is a very, very special orchid, very unique. Because it has been like the old monk's like pet or the one. He liked it a lot." So the young monk also very diligent. Xiao Sang also look after. Then one day he got to go out for an errand. So he put the orchid on the window, thinking that he will receive the sunlight. But he never expect a thunderstorm to come. Then that thunderstorm actually created havoc, and the whole orchid was gone. I think very severely damaged. So the small monk worried like anything. Is it the old monk coming back this time? Die already. Then when the old monk came back, the small monk quietly approached the old monk and told him what happened. Then the old monk looked at the orchid, didn't say anything, just smiled and go about doing his own thing. Then this young monk was very surprised. He thought, sure, kena reprimand or scolded. Then he asked the old monk, "Why are you not even angry at all? You didn't even reprimand me at all, is it? What happened, is it?" Then you know what the old monk told the young monk or not? Vichin haven't read. Oh, you don't have the words there. Yeah, you miss out a lot of things. You guess and see what the old monk told the young monk. But that was not what the old monk told him. Because the orchid actually beyond rescue already. Totally, I think the wind blow until a pow, crash, the whole thing gone. The old monk said, "I nurture this orchid plant and grew all this orchid plant not to get angry." That was the Dhamma. Understand? Means I don't attach. Understand? I love it. Yes, I care for it. But I don't care for it so that I can become miserable when something happened to it. Means I attach. Understand? So in life is the same. Understand? You may love your job a lot. Understand? You may love your children so much. You may love your husband or your loved ones a lot. Understand? Just like the old monk loved that orchid. Understand? But nature's law is anything can happen to them. Understand? They are just the way they are. Understand? Vulnerable. Very fragile, like the orchid plant. Understand? Anything can just disrupt the whole thing or destroy it. Understand? Then you love that person not to become miserable. Isn't it? Not to become angry and unhappy. Isn't it? And that is true love. Understand? Love but without attachment. Understand? You gave your sincere love, everything, you care for them in the best possible way. Understand? And you really give that love. But should anything happen, because there is no attachment, there is wisdom that understand, the reality is, happen already. Get angry also no use. Understand? Get miserable also no use. Understand? Because that is the reality. No amount of sorrow and lamentation can bring back the dead, like the Buddha said. So why do you want to lament, get angry and become miserable over what happened? What happened is what is, the reality. So the reality is something you have to understand. That is what life is all about. So when you understand life clearly, there is no delusion. There is no ignorance to attach, to cling, and allow the thought to project, hold, grasp, and develop all the negativity of thought and make yourself miserable. And you even hit out at others and make others miserable. Out of what? Anger, delusion, emotional negativity, and selfishness. Understand? These are all evil roots. Understand? That's why simple Dhamma is very meaningful, very beautiful. Asana. Then Swan Wawan is very good, is it? Human beings don't understand this law of karma, is it? Ye Zhang. Yin Guo. Cause and effect, cause and effect. They only complain when they receive the negative effect of karma. Asana. But when they plant the cause, they never knew that it is going to give this type of result. That's why they are heedless, they are deluded. So human beings' problem is, when they are going about life, they never knew that everything they do is the cause that they have planted. And this one will give rise to friction. What you do to people, you reap what you sow, you will come back to you. So when you plant the seed of evil without realizing that it is going to hit back one day, that's why he said, human beings are selfish, emotionally have a lot of negativity and deluded, and they like to do what they believe is good for them, right for them, because selfish, fun and all those things. Then when they do all those things, it actually creates causes for future friction to arise. So if you harm people, hurt people, cheat, deceive, and create a lot of suffering to fellow living beings, so when the friction arises, the effect comes, you become the victim. People cheat you, deceive, and do all those funny things to you back. Then that time you complain like mad. So is it cause and effect, karma is like that. When you don't understand the importance of avoiding the causes, means you don't have the wisdom when things are being done, when you act, when you live life. You don't have this right understanding with regards to law of karma. That's why you dare to do all those things. Then when you reap the fruit of it and the effect of it, then you complain on yourself. Oh, I know I would not have done this to people. I would have been kind so that people will be kind to me. I would have been good parent, responsible parent, so that I will have good parents. They never think like that. No. They always, when they are in that position as parents, they are selfish. No. They got no time for their children. No. They don't do their duty well. No. They become irresponsible. No. That's why some of them go and drink, go and gamble, neglect their children. Then cause the family to break out and cause a lot of suffering to them. Then what happens? In future when you come, you get born into a family where your parent is also a drunkard, also a gambler, then neglect you, you suffer back. Then you complain, why I got this type of father? But last time when you did to your children, you didn't know that there is a nature's law, law of karma that governs all this. So this is what Dhamma is all about. So Swan Wawan said, you must understand that everything that you do now, be careful of the effect that will take its course later on. So he always said, yin guo, zhong yin jie guo, zhong san yin jie san guo, zhong er yin jie er guo. 众生千万要小心, 不要众错因结错过. By then it will be too late, isn't it? But there is one part he missed out, Chen Ho. You know which part or not? He never tell inside there, whatever that is past, you cannot change. Understand not? The past causes has already been planted. You cannot change. But what you can do something about is the future. That's why from now onward, the possibility of change is within the moment. Moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? If you want to change your future, you must plant and cultivate good cause. Understand? 众善因结善果, that's why you must avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. And then only your future can be taken care of. With the wisdom, when karmic condition arise, you don't worry. With the wisdom, will enable you to reverse them all. Because karma is like that. Listen, this one nobody teach you. This one I realize myself. It has been with me for many, many lives. This one. But this life also I tested it. Because when it ripened, because I am so heedful this life for the last 20 or 30 years. I can see, you know, when the sign come, when the negative condition is about to arise, the karmic, I know one. Because the sign will show me, a few things will happen first. Then during those days, initially when I know, I straight away develop this wholesomeness of mind and prevent my mind from reacting, and being drawn into it. I realize every time I do that, I don't react. It ceases to be. Then it reverses out. Because karma is like that one. Where it cannot torment you, it will reverse. It will cease to be. But as long as you remain deluded, if it can continue to torment you, it will continue to torment you until you're miserable. Until you have enough. Then you decide to give up. That's why it's not how come my karma, I did so little wrongdoing. How come I cannot suffer for so long? It's not like that one. How much you do, the bearing of the effect is depend on your state of mind. If you are deluded, I tell you. If you are stubborn, I tell you. You know what happened? When the karma hit you, you don't believe, no. You somehow get angry and blame others, no. You continue to create more and more negativity. Because you have been deluded. And delusion is the worst karmic cause. That's why when you have fear, when you have insecurity, when you have a lot of selfishness, a lot of anger, a lot of emotional negativity, especially ignorance and delusion, you will continue to create negativity or karma, and you will continue to suffer like unending. That's why those people who are very, very negative, full of evil root, they suffer a lot. And how you talk to them also no point. Until they are so depressed, so angry, so unhappy, and yet they still continue with their anger and hatred. And these are the people, like karma never end. Because you never allow it to end. So wisdom is very important. Understanding is very important. Virtue is very important. That's why you have to reverse all this. Otherwise, very difficult to survive in this world, in this present civilization now of ours. Because it's a very, very different civilization now compared to our early days. Now, everything is so fast moving, IT, so much information been blasted onto the individual almost every day. Last time, when I got handphone, when I got internet, one day, hardly received one letter. Sometimes one letter take 1 week to come. I remember when I study in MU, I write one letter home. In 1 week I receive back a reply, very fast. Then sometimes I write to classmates and friends in Australia or overseas. 1 month or so they will come back. Because that time postage, by ship one. And sometimes didn't reach the address. It depends on the postman. Then you can get lost in the way. So many of these things, when you start to understand. Then last time when I worked, I remember, one day I hardly signed more than 5 letters, I think. Then, nowadays I heard my son, one day got meeting, conference, email by hundreds on reply. And these are all official work on the personal one, separate folder. How to reply so many email and meeting? Last time, once a month meeting already a lot. Then last time, very easy. That's a very relaxed one when we were engineers in PWD or JKR. So the title JKR, Jangan Kerja Rajin. don't work. So we say, wow, it is a very good pay job, because sometimes we sign only 3 letters a month now. Wow, we divide by the salary, one signature, $1,000 over to $2,000. Wow, that is an expensive signature. Then sometimes you just ask yourself, wow, government servant, like easy life, early morning, go to office, can have breakfast first, then after that, come back to office, read newspaper. No meeting, you are free. Then after that, 10 o'clock, oh, tea break. Then 12:30, oh, lunch. Friday, wow, until 2:45, can go out and eat. Then come back, afternoon 3:30, again tea time. 4:15, tong tong. Check out. That's why that time was really good life. But now, I saw all the young people work like anything, slot like anything. Even now, still the same, Oh, government, of course. That's why they say the best job is a government job. Last time they used to much lower pay command, but now government servant pay is very high. The young graduate in the government is higher than the private sector. Now, first time I heard about it. Don't do well one, definitely. They don't work one. Yes. Despite the high salary, No, because the government policy, they need the vote, so they have to take care of them. And most of the government servants, they are people. So sometimes it is the way it's evolved into. But it's okay. We have to learn to accept the way things are. Consciousness will evolve and transform accordingly. That's why the individual must change. When we change, when we are diligent, then when we have right understanding, we can be a blessing to many. We can touch many. That's why even among Kayanamitta, do you realize or not? Every Kayanamitta that change and transform will touch their loved ones, their friends, their colleagues and others. And it is through this that you actually can change. And the change can be very significant. That's why our way is different. Our way is the wisdom way, the Dhamma way. We don't go and like encourage argument, demonstrate and do all those funny things. No point. Because the individual, when it changes, the summation of the individual is the collective consciousness, understand? Like our country consciousness. The summation of all the individual consciousness become the country consciousness. So if you can get all the individual to change, then it will evolve. Then the totality will change. And you don't need big numbers, You only need about 10% to change. And that vibration can influence the rest, I tell you. But if everybody is angry, racist and all those things, you also need 10% of those violent ones. Then the whole thing also become cuckoo. But there are a lot who sit fanciter, influenced by all this. So that's why the critical mass, I come to realize about 10%. So if you can have that tip, then it can make a very big impact on society. Then if you got, actually for those with the Dhamma, even you can have 1 or 2% of the population with that nature, you start to retain metta and have this goodness of heart, then this good vibration and all this. Actually that 2% is very powerful. Then it can have a great impact on the rest, on the totality of consciousness. You only need 2%. But the trouble is now is less than 0.111%. The one that has the Dhamma. That is the problem. Even if you can go to 0.5% already, this world is got future already. But it's so difficult to have those that have the true understanding and the true Dhamma, that know how to retain this type of understanding and have this type of nature. Very rare. I realize very rare. So at least our Kayanamitta not bad. Our number may be small, but I tell you, they are all very different. You were no one. You are very different from the rest. That's why I say you all will be very blessed. Oh, 10:30, we got to end. So, okay, we will do the sharing of merits, transfer of merits. Okay, sharing of merits. Anything? Anything? You want to discuss it? Oh no, I thought about question. Okay, sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anamoyaditwa chirang rakantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transfer merits to departed one and those who can receive them. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them. And may they all too be well and happy always. Okay, we invoke the blessing for the nation. Devo satukalena sasa sampati hetu cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers, be righteous. Now you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamena satang samagamo utuk ganapatiya. By the grace of these merits that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish, but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu. Oh, sorry. The fan and the aircon is causing my throat to be itchy. You know, I just recovering from the cough. Okay, yeah. So pay respect mindfully. The Lord Buddha. Kwanyin Bodhisattva, then we end. So go back and listen to the other part of the recording.